Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar's here. I'm glad he's here, too. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999. He's our wordsmith. He's the Got Words guy. He's the author of at least three books and a national received a national award from the SBA for his journalism. He's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you. Appreciate you having me.
Always a pleasure to have you here. So one of the things I know is on your mind is the fact that regardless of what you do or what your customers want, if you don't give it to them, somebody else will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we've been watching, excuse my speaker went loud on me in the background there. We've been watching this whole story that went on with Apple and the shootings in San Bernardino and how the FBI came across the shooter's phone and asked Apple to install a hack to be able to get into the phone because
as if they were Apple's customer, right?
As if they were Apple's customer. They said, we need to get into this phone. And in this situation, this is not a conversation about whether Apple did the right thing or whether ultimately the FBI did the right thing in going around them, et cetera, et cetera. But Apple said no, and the FBI went elsewhere, and they eventually got into the phone. They paid reportedly.
And it must be said that both sides had really compelling arguments for doing what they did.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was really torn by that decision, and we won't go into all the details of that. You probably already know about it. You can read all about it. But that was a tough decision. But anyway, go ahead. So,
but if you extrapolate the concept down to your business, my business, the listener's business, if you extrapolate that concept and just take it out a little farther and you say, or a little further and you say, this is a potential customer who came to them, not really a customer, and who knows whether they would have paid for Apple's services, but they Apple said no, and they said, okay, I'll take my business elsewhere. Now, there may be things in your business that you don't do, and I don't mean, you know, opening up your phone to a government agency, but, you know, in my business, I was trained as a writer, as a journalist in college, and then I came out, and eventually people started coming to me and saying, you know, will you write?
You came out as a writer?
I came out as a writer.
Wow.
I came out as a journalist. But people started coming to me and saying, will you write this brochure? Will you write this press release?
Mm-hmm.
Will you write this speech? And over time, you know, or in the beginning, I was like, no, I won't because I don't do that. I don't make that happen. That's not the type of work I do. And eventually I started realizing that, hey, Jeff, as the saying goes, you're leaving money on the table.
That's
here.
Right.
Because you're a communicator. You're a writer. And no matter what it is you're putting out, people are looking for it. So the takeaway to me was that you look at this, you know, take that picture, take that episode from Apple v. FBI, so to speak, and it was not it's not a straight line between the two, but if you don't, someone will. If you don't provide to your customers what they're looking for, there are others out there who will do.
And therein, at that moment, at that intersection, is where the tension is, Jeff, because when I started my consulting business, you and I started our businesses the same year. When I started my business, my first customer wanted me to design a business card for them. Now people do it on an app on their cell phone, right? But
right.
In those days, people would pay me by the hour to do that, and so I did it because I needed the business. I wanted to get a client going, right, with my consulting company, and I just knew how to do stuff like that. But the point is, in the early days, I did whatever they wanted me to do. Later on, when I had enough business doing the things that I wanted to do, I could have turned down other jobs that I didn't want to do, but instead I found somebody to do it for them. It finally occurred to me that, wait a minute, my clients, they don't expect me to do this. They expect me to get it done for them.
Right.
And I think that's a big part of this. If a customer comes to you and what they want you to do is not in your wheelhouse, in fact, you've got justification for saying, look, we've decided that that's not good business for us. But if a customer comes to you for that, you need to get it done for them. Find a way to get it done for them so they'll come back to you. Otherwise, if they wander off, if you make them go off on their own to get it solved, they may not come back.
They may not come back, and that's a big deal. And we that's what draws the micro entrepreneur, especially the, as you call them, the charmed quark or the soloist out there.
Yep.
Not unlike myself, always that nagging fear: if I let them go, you know, will that turn into? I've had clients that have come to me by referral from someone else and ended up being large five figure a year clients.
Yep.
That someone else turned down. And I'm like, wow, did he know what he was giving up? Did he think he was giving up a single document? And he ended up giving up, 30 documents, 40 documents a year or more that adds up to significant revenue. You have to think about that.
Well, let's put it out on Main Street for a second. Even farther out than you and me, Jeff, I bought tens of thousands of dollars worth of appliances for my different properties over the years from this one company, this one small business guy. I know the owner, and I had this one deal where there's one property, there was a GE stove oven that wasn't working right. It's a very simple digital thing that needed to be fixed. I said, I need you to take a look at this digital, at this GE thing oven. He said, we don't do GE.
We don't do GE.
And I said, but I need one. I need this looked at, but I don't want to buy another one until I see if this can be fixed. He says, we don't do GE.
And you
After
don't do
all
him.
The money I spent with him.
Right.
You know, all he had to do, I mean, anyway, the long story, less long, I haven't bought any more appliances from him. I did go buy another oven from someone else, though.
Right. You know what?
That oven was shot. And I thought it probably was. He could have checked. He had people who could have checked it out to see if it was shot. My point is, he lost me as a customer.
You call it doing someone a solid. You do someone a favor. You reward a good customer. And it doesn't mean rewarding by giving free delivery on the next item they buy. If they need a little something in between, I do that all the time.
The Acadians call that lanyap, a little something extra. And the thing is, but that's where the tension is, because if you've got a mature business and you said, this is my wheelhouse, this is what we're good at, we focus. And I talk about focus on the show all the time, Jeff. But at some point in time when it's a real good customer, you better be careful if you're too focused.
Right. You get too narrow, and then you don't look beyond where your customers, what your customers need may be. You need to be able to take them, go there with them, or help guide them there.
That's right. Hang on to that thought. Gotwords.com, is that right?
Gotwords.com.
All right, so check it out. Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.